Before the mass expulsion of Palestinians in the Nakba and the founding of Israel, Palestinians pursued higher education at leading universities in Beirut, Damascus, and Cairo. After 1948, Palestinians displaced from their homes and lands, whether to the Gaza Strip under Egyptian governance or to the West Bank under Jordanian authority, continued to travel for study at universities across the Middle East, as well as in the Soviet Union, Europe, and the United States. Yet with the 1967 military occupation of the Gaza Strip and the West Bank, including East Jerusalem, Israel immediately escalated its war on Palestinian education. Palestinians were severed from neighboring Arab states and their travel severely restricted, closing off their opportunities to pursue higher education abroad. Forcibly isolated from the intellectual and political life offered at universities across the Middle East and beyond, Palestinians in the LPT were compelled to establish their own system of higher education under the Israeli military government and despite its many obstacles. The first comprehensive Palestinian institution of higher education was Brazet University, on the outskirts of Ramallah. First opening its doors in 1924, the School of Brazet later became one of several Palestinian institutions to offer associate's degrees. But with Israel's occupation, the institution's administration began preparations to offer full four-year degree programs. Several years later, after waging a struggle against Israel's military government to overcome its restrictive orders and demands for private applications, the institution began enrolling students for bachelor's degrees in 1972. Brazet University became the first Palestinian university and has been a major center of Palestinian intellectual and political life for generations of Palestinian students. From its early years, the Brazet University campus was a site of Palestinian protest and a symbol of youthful civic resistance to Israeli military occupation, a hub of student activists advocating for Palestinian self-determination and articulating revolutionary anti-colonial politics. The university was immediately regarded by Israel as a threat to its rule. The Israeli state was also particularly concerned about the university enrolling and potentially radicalizing Palestinian citizens of Israel and thereby fueling a broader Palestinian mobilization and liberatory politics. Almost immediately after Brazet University opened its doors to enroll bachelor's degree students, Israel began deploying the military to destabilize its educational programming. In 1973, the Israeli military closed the Brazet University campus for 2 weeks, the first of 15 such closures. Upon its reopening, the Israeli military governor of the occupied West Bank routinely invaded the campus to inspect classes, demanding copies of all assigned reading lists and textbooks for review and Israeli authorization. This campaign of harassment and suppression of academic freedom escalated with the Israeli military and Shin Bet arresting and interrogating senior Palestinian faculty and administrators and ousting and deporting the university's president, Hanna Nasir, to Lebanon in 1974. Brazet University and other institutions of higher education across the OPT have since become sites of continued struggle. The Israeli government has waged persistent campaigns to limit Palestinian education and repress resistance to its military rule, while Palestinian students and faculty have repeatedly defied Israeli military orders and continuing to insist on their inalienable rights to education and to academic freedom. Israel escalated its repression of Palestinian universities then, in tandem with Palestinian popular uprisings. When the First Intifada erupted in 1987, Israel immediately targeted universities, labeling them sites of rebellion. Between 1988 and 1992, the Israeli military ordered the closure of Brazet University, along with all Palestinian institutions of higher education, forcing faculty and students into underground study groups operating entirely off campus.